Welcome, welcome, welcome to episode 27 of Sports Talk with BT and Suvi.
Episode 27.
Yeah, I'm currently dealing with a cold, so my voice is going to sound a little bit different. So we're going to go ahead and get started with, we had to move this back a week. We're going to be doing our mock draft.
Mock draft Wednesday, ladies and gentlemen.
It's obvious the Zesty boy is going number one. And then I think Zesty is an understatement.
Yeah.
Okay, this is where it gets interesting here. There is some smoke that a certain quarterback could be going number two here. But
yeah, but are we really going to believe what was he on Twitter?
No, but I mean,
this isn't our final mock draft, so I think it's kind of still early.
Yeah, so I think we still go Drake May here.
Yeah, I agree. And then Jaden Daniels still. Yeah,
so nothing's really changed this much. Now here.
Here.
We're trading it.
Spice things up. We have, or at least Beach and I have talked about, the Vikings are interested in JJ McCarthy. And so I have them trading up with. The Cardinals have said that they are open to trading down. So I think they'll trade number four to the Vikings. What are you looking at?
For 11, let's just say hypothetically.
11 and like a future first. And maybe like a fourth or something like that. But
well, let's not really worry about that.
Yeah. And then I think they'll draft JJ McCarthy. Like I've said, I'm not really a big JJ McCarthy fan. I'm not a big JJ McCarthy fan, BT.
And then I feel like this is the ideal scenario for the Chargers. They would want.
I think
you would take Marvin Harrison here.
Yeah, I agree. Their wide receiver room is non-existent right now. It's not looking good. And then, it's like, who are you going to have Justin Herbert throw to? And if you give him one of the better.
Not Quentin Johnson, I'll tell you that much.
Yeah. That's pretty brutal, not going to lie. But yeah, I think it's a perfect fit, in my opinion. Yeah.
So, who do you have the Giants taking here?
Giants.
I mean, do you think they go with the receiver here?
Honestly, I'm thinking.
Do another year with Daniel Jones, and if it doesn't work out, draft
a quarterback next year. Stick with them. I think they'll go receiver again. I think
so. Malik Nabers.
I think you go Malik Nabers or Romo Dunze. It depends on who they favor.
Yeah,
Malik Nabers did have an amazing pro day today, or was it yesterday?
It was one of the days.
Yeah, yesterday or today. So I think they'll favor Nabers.
And then I think it's still Joe Alt here.
Yeah, it's been consensus. Like all of our mocks, I'm pretty sure I've had Joe Alt going here. I'm still going Dallas Turner here.
Yeah, I completely agree.
I just, you know, they've kind of revamped their team kind of, and.
This might be a difference because I don't think they go wide receiver here anymore. I could see maybe Byron Murphy instead of – I think Byron Murphy goes here.
Because
you don't really need a tight end. You don't really need a wide receiver anymore with signing Keenan Allen.
Yeah. It really kind of – it just depends. I mean, I think realistically a option is maybe I think they'll definitely go defensive. Maybe you go Jared Verse or maybe you go Byron Murphy. Maybe you go it's up to you, BC. I feel like – I think between Byron Murphy and Jared Verse, it just.
I would take Byron Murphy. I think Byron Murphy is a better prospect.
Yeah, I mean, there you go. I mean.
The Jets
go tackle. But still, I could also see them go receiver.
I feel like if Odunze is there for them.
Yeah, I could. Yeah, I think it's
Odunze. Maybe Brock Bowers.
Ooh, I do like that fit, BT. I do like that fit.
You know what? I just talked myself into Brock Bowers.
Yeah, I mean, who's our tight end right now? Tyler Conklin.
I think.
I think Brock Bowers gives you a hell of an option. So yeah.
Mark and here, I feel like this is ideal for Odunze if they can trade down and still get an elite wide receiver.
Yeah, I agree.
Now the Broncos.
Yikes!
I could see a Quinion Mitchell here.
Yeah.
Or Cooper DeJean. They need.
I could see them drafting Jared Verse, honestly.
Yeah, they need a lot. I mean, I'll go Jared Verse here.
Yeah, I'd go Jared Verse here. Talk about a team that needs a shit ton. Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
I think they'd go tackle here. I'm gonna be honest with you.
Fuaga or Fatanu?
Neither.
I'm
still a big fan of Olufashanu, but I could also very well see JC Latham. But I'm a bigger fan of Olufashanu. He's younger. He, you know, can play every position and just provides a lot more, in my opinion. Oh boy, the Saints. I think they go tackle here as well.
Fuaga or Fatanu or JC Latham.
I'm gonna go Fuaga, just like the versatility.
Yeah.
Positions he can play.
Colts. I feel like this is Cooper DeJean territory.
Yeah, I could very well see that. Yeah, I'm finally going Cooper DeJean. I could also see this going Quinion, but in my opinion, I think, like looking back on it, I probably would pick Quinion or Terrion Arnold over Cooper DeJean just because based on injuries. But let's just say like the Colts, you know, are 100%.
They value high grit players.
Yeah, and like they're 100% confident that Cooper DeJean will come back healthy.
Yeah, I feel like he would. In my opinion.
Yeah.
Here.
Seahawks.
I can see a JPJ here.
Yeah, unfortunately, I have to agree with you.
Keeping in the Pacific Northwest.
Yeah, this hurts as a Steelers fan. He really wants him, dude. It's just rough. It's rough, BT. I really want him. And I think we absolutely need to draft him.
And I think Quinion Mitchell can go here.
The Jags. I do like Quinion Mitchell a lot. I could also very well see this being Arnold. Maybe Latham, but yeah, for the sake of this, I think Quinion Mitchell, who's had a good pre-draft or pre-combine rise of some sorts.
Okay. For this one?
I'd go Latham here. I think Latham can play center as well. He played. I don't think he played necessarily that good in the game against Michigan. If you remember that correctly, he got kind of torched by the white defensive end. I forgot his name. The Rams here.
With Donald retiring, you might want to get his replacement in Johnny.
Okay, Newman. So here's the thing. So. You're not going to replicate Aaron Donald, okay? He's probably, like, one of the most unique players in the game ever.
Yeah.
Height-wise, weight-wise, game-wise. It's just, he retired, right? One of the top two defensive tackles of all time. Arguably the best.
I think he's the best.
I have to agree. But like, there's some debate, but like, arguably he is the best defensive tackle of all time, and that leaves you a big open gap on your team. Am I right, BT?
Yeah, and I think and, you fill it. And if
what,
he falls,
what way to fill it? Then, you know, drafting a guy that like kind of resembles him a lot, kind of the same build,
same build, same everything, same
height. And like, yeah, I think this is a perfect fit for them. And then here, oh boy. I think here, just based on what's left, I like Terron Arnold here.
Okay.
We haven't really, you know, besides, you know, signing, what was his name? Fuck. The dude from Miami. Shit. Oh, Elliot. What's his name? Deshaun Elliott. There we go. Besides signing him, we haven't really done much for our secondary. And I just think getting that solidified number two corner to pair up with JPJ, Joey Porter Jr. in that secondary, I think we'll be set up for a long time coming. And we'll have one of the better secondaries in the league, assuming Terron Arnold plays like he did this past year at Alabama, being that lockdown corner. But yeah, so I got Arnold going here.
Who? What do you have going to the Dolphins? Which one of the tackles, I guess? I think they take a tackle.
I think you take... I think you go Marius Mims here. He's a big ass tackle. He can play right or left tackle, and you kind of need that when you have one of the most injury prone quarterbacks in the league. And like low key, the Dolphins have like lost a lot of talent this year, BT, in free agency.
But
like,
they also signed a lot of talent too.
I don't think they have it. Who have they signed?
Poyer.
He's like 30 something. I mean, they haven't really. I don't think they're, you know, I don't think they got better. I think they got worse this offseason. Yeah,
but that whole division did, to be fair.
Yeah, but like, that's very true. But you just got to think, like, dude, who's going to be, like, let's just say A-Rod comes back, right? And the Jets are healthy. Like, I think they'll be competing. Of course, you got the Bills. The Bills are the Bills. Patriots are going to be bad for a couple years. Unless they have a surprise year like the Texans did this past year. Shout out to my boy BT's Texans.
Yes,
sir. But it's not a wide-open league, but it's there's some wiggle room, I should say. So I think you just get the best player like that can fill your position. And I think, you know, you draft a Marius Mims, your tackle for the future. And yeah.
Okay. For the Eagles. I could see a Peyton Wilson selection here.
I think Fatanu would be a good fit right here. They're going to have to move Cam Jurgens to center. And they're going to have to adjust their offensive line, right?
Yeah.
And so maybe you switch him to guard, right? He's that versatility. You have Lane Johnson and Jordan Mailata and the tackles, right? And then Cam Jurgens moves to center. Maybe you move Fatanu to guard. And, yeah, that you make that work out for a while. So,
And then this used to be the Texans pick. Texans, like I said last podcast, they've traded it to the Vikings. So Vikings are on the clock. I think I could see an offensive lineman here. Yeah. You just drafted a franchise quarterback. You want to protect said franchise quarterback.
Yeah, but I don't think Graham Barton is a first round talent for me. I almost like. Guyan is very interesting to me. I do like
that. Or maybe is Zach Frazier here?
He is moving up.
He is moving up.
I think you would flip. I don't know. It's so difficult, especially with the Vikings, because you don't know which direction they're going to go. Of course, they're not going to be as good. And then we predicted them, you know, drafting J.J. McCarthy and trading up. But it's just like what? I think ultimately, you go back to you need to protect your quarterback. And I think the best tackle is – I think it's three players: Zach Frazier, Guyton, or Graham Barton. And I'm a bigger fan.
They need a tackle though, so they need a center.
Then Frazier, yeah. Assuming he, you know, has like a good pre-draft or you know good pre-draft workouts with teams and stuff like that, I could very well see him being moved up in the first, which kind of sucks. I feel like he'd be a solid second round pick for the Steelers. No. And then here, I honestly like them drafting Guyton. I like the fit.
I like Guyton here.
Keeping him, you know, close to Oklahoma.
Yeah.
And you know, he's ultimately like, he could be the best tackle in this draft. Yeah. It's a solid tackle class, but he, you know, versatility is big.
Oklahoma tackles.
Yeah, and like Oklahoma's been known to produce the best tackles in the league. Shit, they arguably have one of the best tackles in the league right now, and Trent Williams. Would you agree?
He is the best tackle in the league. It's not if.
Well, like one of the better tackles of all time, I should say.
Yeah, I mean, the two best tackles in the league are both from Oklahoma.
Yeah.
Lane Johnson and Trent Williams.
It's kind of funny because Lane Johnson got recruited as a quarterback, didn't he, or tight end?
Tight end.
Yeah.
How most offensive linemen work out.
Yeah, but that's kind of crazy because he played
quarterback
in junior college.
Yeah, that's how our offensive line coach does it. He can just flip players. Yeah,
and then they moved him to tight end, and then he got moved to tackle, and then all of a sudden didn't he get drafted? He got drafted with the fourth overall pick, right?
Yeah, that's the year we had Gerald McCoy, Sam Bradford, and him.
And you know what's funny? I was listening to the podcast. Jason Kelce and Travis Kelce's podcast, the New Heights podcast.
Yeah.
And Lane Johnson was just telling the podcast how in junior college when he was a quarterback, he had to play against Gerald McCoy.
Yeah.
And it was a nightmare for him. So, I think you get Tyler Guyton. And hopefully he continues that long line of success and as Oklahoma tackle.
So I think we predict with him when you drafted him your last time, and I think I'm gonna stick with him.
Tyler Newbin. I think you go Nate Wiggins or Tyler Newbin, but it's completely.
I just think they would with Wiggins' injury at the combine. I think that might scare people away.
Yeah,
his weight.
Yeah,
height.
I agree with you. I'll go. Yeah, Tyler Newbin kind of been combine riser, draft riser.
He has been a riser.
Yeah.
Okay. So the Buccaneers.
I could see them taking Laiatu Latu.
Yeah, I think Latu has to go here. If that falls to them, I think they take him.
Yeah, I have to agree with you there. I could also see him taking maybe a corner, taking a chance on Nate Wiggins. But I think for the safety of a prospect, I think you go Laiatu Latu. He passed all of his safety protocols and stuff that. The test.
Here, I think you go Wiggins.
Yeah, I can see Wiggins going here too. Yep. Especially with them losing a handful of players and defensive players. So here I think you go wide receiver.
Brian Thomas.
Yeah. I like Brian Thomas here. Gives you another option. You lost Gabe Davis this offseason. So you have Stephon Diggs, Brian Thomas. I'm not quite sure the wide receiver room as of now. I think Graham Barton would be a good pick right here.
Yeah, I could see because that's the one that could move in.
Yep. I could see him moving in the guard. So
because then they lost
Williams.
Yes, to the Rams.
Yep.
Okay, here. Adonai Mitchell.
Adonai Mitchell.
Whatever. Adonai, whatever. Donnie.
Busy Donnie.
Look how it's You tell me that's not a Donnie. A.D. Mitchell, that's what they call him.
Adonai Mitchell.
I think you select him here.
I could see
a potential Broncos trade up here.
Yeah. A
certain quarterback.
I can see the Broncos.
Should we just do it? Just do a trade up here?
Yeah, fuck it. I mean, I could also see the Raiders trading up, but...
Who do you want to go with, Broncos or Raiders?
I think the Broncos, because they're more talented than the Raiders.
Yeah, so let's give them 76 here for 30. Versus trade. We don't know what else will be involved, so
yeah.
I'm not going to try to predict that.
And then
Bo Nix.
Yeah, Bo Nix. It's kind of crazy.
That was 5 first-round quarterbacks this year?
Yeah.
Here, I think I'm going to have to go with him, Stu.
Yeah, I just I think his Iowa State's pro day is tomorrow, and he's and running.
Brock Purdy might push him to draft him.
Yeah, and I'm looking at these corners, right? Kool-Aid McKinstry, I could see him getting drafted before Tampa, but I personally like Tampa over him. He's a lot more lengthier and kind of like was shut down. He kind of had a Kool-Aid McKinstry type season, but it just goes to the back to who do you value more? Do you value that boundary corner? Or do you value that zone corner? I personally value TJ Tampa.
Okay. Well, wide receiver do you think the Chiefs
add and I?
I'm not even going to A.D. Mitchell.
There you go. Adonai Mitchell. I can see him going to Adonai Mitchell here. So
that is our
this draft. Has been our, what, 3.0, 4.0?
I don't know. We should just keep – I should save all these images and just
I think it's 4.0, right?
I think so.
It's a 3.0. There you go. We don't know which one it is. Let's go 3.5.
3.5.
Draymond got ejected 4 minutes in.
John Birdie to the Yankees. Who?
Tucker DeVries is transferring.
Yeah, I saw that. So what? It's NBA next. La Lakers week. Let's go Lakers. Lakers. Okay. So. What did I say? We're going to go undefeated this week. And guess what happened? We didn't go undefeated. Wait. Yes, we did. We didn't go undefeated. Yes, we didn't go undefeated. We beat the 76ers. We beat the Indiana Pacers for the second time this year.
Just wait till I...
And then we beat the Milwaukee Bucks last night in a double overtime.
Dude, the Bucks fucking sold that game. Weren't they winning by 15?
Yeah, they were leading. They were, it was 94-76 with 7 minutes left in the game.
Like, bruh, how the fuck do you choke that?
And we did not have LeBron, so we won without LeBron.
You have a better record without LeBron than you do with LeBron, just to tell you that.
I mean, I've said this multiple times. I mean,
you hit it here first. BT thinks LeBron is a bust.
I don't think
BT thinks LeBron is a bum.
LeBron needs to step back his role when he does play.
Ooh, buddy.
I think Austin Reeves should be handed the keys to this team.
Yeah,
he showed it last night.
AD, no, it's all AD's team.
Shout out AD. Had 34 tonight, or last night.
20 and like.
Yeah. And then had 36 against the Indiana Pacers.
Yeah. Just wait till I start talking about that game.
Okay.
I'm going to rant. I have some statistics.
Oh, buddy. Here we go.
I got some fucking statistics about this stupid game.
Pulling out the refs.
The Lakers.
Just like he did for the in-season tournament. Oh, it didn't matter. It didn't matter in the grand scheme of things.
No, I really wanted to win that, but it is what it is. This game actually matters because every game from here on out matters towards the playoffs.
So, we have four
games. Undefeated again.
We should go undefeated again.
Yeah, probably.
If the world was right, we go undefeated here. Yeah. I mean... Grizzlies are hurt. Pacers are inconsistent. Yeah. Brooklyn's bad. Toronto's bad.
Yep.
We should be on. We should probably next time I see you guys, I should be probably about on a 9-game winning streak here.
Yeah, I have to agree.
And then after it gets tough, but okay. So I guess we get to start with this game.
Oh, buddy. Okay. I wouldn't be so upset about this game if I didn't see the fucking free throw and foul call. Go to the box score. All right. Look how many fouls we had. Look how many fouls you had. 31 to 14. All right. Free throw numbers. 43 to fucking.
Okay.
16. No. Don't even give me fucking.
Two started. Is it two completely different play styles? Because you guys are shooting 11 more threes, and we have
BT. When you shoot three times more free throws than the next than the team you're playing,
let me give you reasoning.
We lost by 5 points.
Let me give you reasoning. What team shot more threes?
We did.
What team primarily focuses their offense on the interior, making layups? Post fades, the Lakers. Well,
it doesn't help that
when you drive to the hoop, you're gonna naturally get more calls.
And but this game was just fucking bullshit, and a lot of people think so. And I got some stats for you, BT.
Oh boy,
here we go. This is some bullshit. All right, I wouldn't be like I said, I wouldn't be mad if like this game didn't like if this game wasn't decided by free throws, but it was. Here's the stat. So, free throws attempted during this game. 43 for the Lakers, 16 for the Pacers. The Lakers have a plus 420 free throw attempt differential this season. The second place Bucks are at 222. And yes, you could say yes, that is like style of play. Yes. But how are you going to figure the Lakers? This is also another stat. The Lakers have shot 1,032 more free throws than their opponents since the start of last season.
Okay, play
style. The Pacers have one of the worst whistle calls. When Pascal was with the Raptors, guess how many free throws he was attempting each game?
How many?
Eight or seven to eight. He goes to the Pacers, right? Yeah. Where he's like, what one could say. Like the second or first option. Like Tyrese hasn't really shot the ball since we've traded for Pascal. Pascal has become our leading scorer in these games. His foul calls and free throw attempts have decreased by four.
He's just mad. Austin Reeves outplayed Tyrese Halliburton and proved why he's the better player.
No, he's BT. The free throws.
Okay, see? The free throws.
You cut your free throws in half, we win the game.
Like, it's two completely different play styles, dude.
BT, I don't care if it's completely... 43 fucking free throws to 16? You cannot say
that. You didn't have anybody that could guard Anthony Davis.
You cannot say... BT, look how many blocks Turner had. The fuck are you talking about?
Yeah, but that doesn't mean he's blocking Anthony Davis every time. And stop fouling Austin Reeves. Look at Austin Reeves. When you let Austin Reeves shoot 12 free throws, that's what's going to happen.
When you let your team shoot 43 fucking free throws over 16, you're going to win the game. I don't care who you are. You can be the worst team in the league, and you get fouled. You shoot 43 fucking free throws compared to a team 16. You're going to win the game. I don't give a flying fuck who you are. This game was rigged.
Rigged. Rigged.
All right, moving on. We went 3-1 this week. Should have gone 4-0. Fuck the Lakers.
Here we go.
And fuck the refs. Pacers against the world, baby. Really, there is no reason why we should have lost to the Pistons. They're one of the worst teams in the league. Golden State, that was a very good win. Halliburton was back that game. played a lot better than he has. He's shooting a little better recently. Last night he shot, I think, 5 threes out of 8, or is that the Golden State game? One of the two. And then I've already gone over the fucking Lakers game. The Clippers game, though, was a big win. Whenever we can beat one of the top defensive teams in the country, or top defensive teams in the league, and beat one of the best teams in the West, that's always a dub. Especially, you know, we need to win these games. And we need to win the games against the shitty teams like the Bulls tonight. But we'll probably lose. And every win in this league, especially in during like the end of the season, every win is important. And the Pacers are currently 6th place in the East right now, a game and a half over the 7th place Miami Heat. So us winning these games are really big. And yeah. So as for the next 3 games, I think your ideal is to go 2-1. I think if the refs aren't dick riding the Lakers, we can go 3-0. But yeah, we should definitely beat the Bulls. We should definitely beat the Nets. And, you know, the Lakers, like I said, it's up to the Zebras.
Okay, buddy. I hope we beat you by 40 points. And
I hope we fucking – I hope Austin Reeves stubs his toe.
Yeah? You're just mad because he's put up more triple-doubles in the last game than Tyrese.
Wow, the last game, buddy?
Yep.
You're the just last mad one of them is going to make an All-NBA team, and then one of them is not even going to get recognition.
Do we want to look at the stats?
Stats? What do you mean?
Let's look at the per 36.
Oh, shit. All right, you looking at Austin Reeves per 36?
Yep.
All right. Where is per 36 minutes?
Advanced.
Oh, advanced us?
Oh, wait, no, there it is.
Where is it? Are you looking at ESPN?
No. You have to go to Basketball Reference.
Bruh.
Hold on.
Okay. Where is this shit at?
I got it. Don't worry.
Basketball. I can't find it.
I got it.
Yeah, I can't find it. I can't find it.
Okay, so we will go right here. The usage rate of Tyrese Halliburton is 25%. So, with a 25% usage rate, his per 36 are 23 points, 12.5 assists, and 4 rebounds. Austin Reeves, with his usage rate of 18.4%, which is significantly less than Tyrese Halliburton. He is averaging 18.7, 6.5, and 5. With 7% less usage rate. If you throw in more usage, I guarantee you it would even out.
Yeah, but you also got to figure you cannot say that Reeves is better than Halliburton. Like as a basketball fan, you can't say Halliburton is not better than Reeves. As an Oklahoma fan, you can say whatever the fuck you want.
Well, in my opinion, if you give them the similar usage rates, I feel like if Austin Reeves got used more by the Lakers, I think the Lakers are in a better spot.
Why aren't they using them then?
Because you have LeBron and Anthony Davis.
But LeBron didn't play last night.
And look what he did.
Yeah.
But I guarantee you, once LeBron leaves, Austin Reaves is an NBA All-Star starter.
No.
Yep. No. Yep, you know it. You know it, too.
No.
And, I mean, it also doesn't help that Austin Reaves was a undrafted rookie compared to a first-round pick.
Yeah, skill issue, buddy. Scale issue. Scale issue.
Okay. Well,
but yeah, look at this. Just we need to keep winning.
When you're below a team like the Orlando Magic, that's just embarrassing.
BT, shut the fuck up. We both predicted the Magic to do better this year than anyone thought. I predicted them to be 8th in the East. I predicted them to make the playoffs, and they're 5th in the East.
The 76ers might not make the playoffs. No, I think they're in, no matter what. So the Celtics have already clinched the one seed.
Yeah. Which is just wild.
So do you think the Bucks remain number two?
Yeah. Donovan Mitchell not playing has hurt the Cavs significantly. Even though George
Do you think the Knicks pass the Cavs?
I think they could, honestly, especially with like the Knicks' upcoming schedule. I very well think they could.
So
I think the Pacers could very well too, like jump up to the 4 or 5 seed, but they're gonna need some help. They're gonna need the Magic to lose.
You need the Warriors. You need the Warriors to win tonight, but yeah. I don't think the Warriors.
They're winning right now, so
they are. Yeah. Yes, they are winning 31-25, but the Magic are on a 15-4 run.
But let's just say, like. Everything plays out right now, and the Cavs play the Pacers. I kind of like that matchup. We've played good against the Cavs this year.
Okay. But would you like it if you played the Knicks?
I'm more afraid.
This is a healthy Knicks. This isn't the Knicks as they are.
I'm more afraid of the Knicks than I am the Cavs. Actually, I don't know how to.
We basically, you basically know how the Eastern Conference is going to be. I don't think there's going to be any. I still think the Hawks are going to be the last playing team. I don't.
Yeah, 100%. I don't see them falling, but I just want the Pacers to make the playoffs. Dude, it's been forever, and I want us to win a series.
And the cluster F out West.
Yeah.
No teams have clinched a playoff spot.
Yep. The Nuggets, BT. I think in order for Shea to win MVP.
Shea should be the MVP no matter what.
I think he should be the MVP too. He's, for one, having a MVP type season, not only like scoring, but he's also playing rock star defense. I could see him making a all defensive first team.
Yeah, he should be the MVP. I don't know who they would give it to.
Jokic.
No, absolutely not.
Yeah, Jokic has a very good argument.
Oklahoma City deserves it more, in my opinion. I think Oklahoma City is going to win the conference, win the division. I think Oklahoma City is going to finish first, which is ideal because
this play-in scenario, dude,
there's still a chance with the late. We showed the Lakers' remaining schedule, and they have a very favorable one.
Yeah,
I feel like they can make a run for that 6th seed and play.
Yeah, 100%.
In my opinion, the only team I don't want the Lakers facing in the first round of the playoffs is the Nuggets.
Yeah.
I would like us against the Thunder. The Thunder won't have playoff experience. I would like us against the Timberwolves.
Would you, though?
We perform really well against the Timberwolves.
And I think Kat is coming back, too.
Yeah. Well, he's not going to be 100% for the
playoffs. Yeah.
So I would rather have face the Timberwolves in round one.
Dude, it's just crazy because, like, this West, I mean, the Rockets could very well make the play-in, which I predicted they would, I think. I have to look back. But just like, what is it? The 4 through 8, dude, is 2 games. That's crazy. Yeah. Especially with how well the Kings have been playing this year with Domas. It's just crazy, the playoff scenarios. Like, there is a realistic possibility the Lakers don't make the playoffs.
I feel there's a realistic scenario where Steph Curry and the Warriors, that dynasty that's officially over at this point.
Yeah, you got to feel for him.
No, I don't feel for him.
I do. He's the best player in our generation.
You're saying he's better than LeBron?
I'm saying he's been more influential in the game.
LeBron's my glorious king.
Stop. Stop the glazing. Stop the glazing.
I wouldn't be here today if it wasn't for LeBron.
You know, like the generation before us, they used to say, you know, shoot and say Kobe, right?
Yeah.
Nowadays, people are shooting from fucking half court during games and warm-ups. And, like, they're mimicking
that. Yeah, but I hear more people saying, "La fuck you three," than Steph Curry.
I'm just saying, Curry's been more influential in today's game.
I thought you were saying Steph Curry was better. I was like, there is not a world where you think Steph Curry is better than LeBron.
LeBron is better than Curry, 100%. But I'm just saying, Curry has been more influential, like, in today's society.
I still think the Rockets. Here's my hot take. I think the Rockets make it and the Warriors don't.
I can see it too, but I'd like to see it. I like the Rockets.
And Sengun can come back.
They're playing this game without Sengun too, which is crazy.
Jalen Green's been on a heater. He's been on a Michael Jordan.
Well, I mean, would you too after finding out that you possibly are having 3 kids in 12 months?
Hey,
did you hear that?
He got 2 girls pregnant on the same day. That's Michael Jordan type shit.
Like, dude, imagine having 3 kids in 12 months. It's wild.
Yeah, I think the Lakers make it to 6.
Yeah.
With the schedule, if you go on that really 5-game winning streak. Ideally, I think if you just pass the Suns, you're in a really good case anyway.
Yeah.
I don't know. So, oh, it's a tough world we live in. Stuvie, you know what time it is?
What time is it, PT?
We have to go look at our brackets.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy. Oh, hold on. We got to go to... Okay. Looks like we're tied right now. We're literally tied. Okay, this was mine that I predicted on the podcast. Okay, so I got UConn right. That was just a blowout. This game was crazy. Northwestern, FAU. That went to overtime. I don't know if you were watching it.
Which game? Oh, the...
FAU, Northwestern.
Yeah.
Dude. That game went to overtime. The Northwestern caught heat.
Yeah,
I really thought UAB was gonna win this, and they were so fucking close too.
Yeah,
and then this one, the upset, probably the upset of the tournament.
Or nobody was picking
Kentucky to win the national championship. There were people picking Auburn to win the national championship.
Bro, I had Kentucky in my Elite Eight. What are you talking about?
Yeah, but there were people picking Auburn in the national championship,
dude. But this was one of the most talented Kentucky roster since the. Andrew Harrison.
Yeah, but you had a deep down feeling inside that you knew they were going to choke. They've done it all this time. Not
to fucking Oakland. To Oakland? No. Okay,
this was probably number two then. Suey's number two. This upset was number one to me.
Duquesne, though.
Duquesne? I got that wrong. I'm going to be honest. BYU cannot hit a shot to save their life. The fuck
is Duquesne? BYU didn't even know how to spell it.
Yeah.
I don't know how to say it either.
Illinois, we were watching that game at your house. And then, the game of the tournament. We predicted it.
I wouldn't say game of the tournament.
We left at halftime.
I wouldn't say it was a game of the tournament.
I guess, debatable. We left at halftime, and I don't feel like we should have left.
I mean, it is what it is. I mean, at least it wasn't like a buzzer beater. The reason why they lost is because Tucker DeVries fucking blew dick.
Well, Drake, shout out their head coach, is now the head coach of West Virginia. West
Virginia, Tucker DeVries leaving, probably going to West Virginia.
I don't know.
Could be going Beach and I went to this game.
We went to this game. Mommy was on fire.
Yeah. BT was a Cyclone fan. After the games, I realized we forgot to vlog.
Yeah, we did. We were just so into it. I was screaming. Dude, mommy.
It was hype. Like,
it was electric.
There was a lot of fucking great posters. Would you agree? Like,
yes.
It was wild.
Fucking the lobs, man. The lobs were crazy.
It was awesome.
Then North Carolina took care of business.
Yep. I told you, BT.
I know. I should have listened. And then this one I got completely wrong.
I mean, I think in a couple of my brackets, I predicted Grand Canyon. But then I went back and I was just like, you know, the strength of schedule, the teams they've been playing. Might as well go. St. Mary's, then Grand Canyon, you know, played better than a lot of people.
Then Alabama took care. Like I said, they could score 100 points, but they will also give up 100 points.
Yeah, yep. Charleston's coach is going to Louisville.
God. And then the New Mexico, everybody's sweetheart. Everybody picked them.
Yeah.
Clemson took care of business.
But then again, people also didn't think Clemson would go to the Sweet 16. Look at them.
Baylor, that was a good pick by me. Dayton, yeah. Nobody picked Dayton. This was the game that was on when we were there. They were showing this. Yep.
Dude, and no, because Nevada blew it, remember?
Yeah.
They were winning, and then they fucking blew dick and let Dayton come back and win.
And then Arizona versus Long Beach State. I mean, that was just a blowout. Ending
the storyline of the tournament.
This game, St. Peter's, America's Sweethearts, for a couple of years ago.
Brutal.
Yeah, absolute brutal way to lose.
Brutal.
Texas is the worst offensive game of basketball I've ever watched between Texas and Colorado State.
I think people are starting to realize that Tyrese Hunter really peaked his freshman year at Iowa State, but he's tragically bad.
And then Akron scared me a little bit early on.
In the first half.
And then Oregon pulled that.
We watched a little bit of this game at, I think, my house, which and I then, predicted. Yeah, we both picked.
You want to talk about this game?
Dude, fucking rigged.
Fog Allen.
Would you agree that it was rigged?
Awful. Terrible call.
Like, bro, arguably one of the best blocks I've ever seen in college basketball.
They got that home cooking refs, Big 12 refs. If you know, you know.
Yeah. And the audacity of Bill fucking Self after his loss against Aga. Oh, I've been thinking about next year for the past 4 weeks. Fuck you. Fuck Bill Self. Fuck you.
Okay.
Ain't nobody playing that fucking bullshit.
McNeese Stanford State should
have won that game. McNeese?
Yeah, that was like the 5-0 everybody picked, but they lost. I think
people forgot Gonzaga is Gonzaga.
Yeah. Utah State.
TCU. Blue dick.
Purdue took care of business. Marquette took care of... That was a scary game early on.
Yeah.
Colorado, you predicted it. That might have been the game of the first round.
Yeah, it was, in my opinion.
And then this game, we were there. They were showing it on the big screen. The funniest thing is the players got so confused on the court because there was an out of bounds play. Then when they hit that dagger three,
everybody started freaking out.
Then the players and refs got so confused.
Yeah.
And then I felt confident about Texas Tech, though.
DJ Burns, dude.
Yeah.
Duke of Vermont.
Duke.
I told you. I've been telling you the whole fucking season. Wisconsin is the biggest fraud of America.
And so is Nebraska.
I told you guys. I told you Texas A&M's physicality is going to get the best of them. And I think the game of the tournament so far has been Houston versus Texas A&M.
Okay, yeah. So we'll go on to the second round now.
Houston, game Texas of the tournament A&M, for me so far. 100%. This is an amazing.
That was just a fucking blowout.
Yeah.
Off of the watch. This game
was good.
Oakland blew it, man.
Yeah, they did.
God.
At least we got DJ Burns in the Sweet 16.
And then Marquette, that was a really good game.
My sweetheart Colorado Buffs couldn't do that. Purdue just fucking shit on Utah State.
Dominated.
Yeah,
Gonzaga dominated.
Shit on Kansas, fucking frauds. Fuck you, Kansas. Creighton, fuck you, Bill Self.
This was a good game, sneaky good game.
Yep.
Double overtime, right?
Well, it doesn't help that you allow Creighton to score like what 13 or 15 points in overtime.
It was double overtime, right? Was that a double overtime?
I think it was let me check real quick. You can click on the game, right?
Let's see. No, it looks like it was just one overtime.
Let me check real quick.
Oh, yeah, it was double overtime.
It was?
Yes.
Yep, it was.
Then Texas, Tennessee.
That
was a good game.
I was hoping Texas would win.
Dayton, Arizona. I was watching this at Texas Roadhouse. They had this on.
Yeah.
Dayton just couldn't pull it away in the end. Yeah. And then this game.
Talented. Dude,
Baylor sold. You were high on Baylor, dude. You were high on him.
So, fun fact. So, one of BTNS friends, Damien, one of my better friends, Damien, he is a big Baylor fan.
Oh,
and
God.
I was talking to him about this game. And I've been hammering home and like just putting emphasis on Jacoby Walter has been one of the biggest five-star frauds that I can remember. And he finally had a great game. And
he sold on free throws.
He sold on free throws. 5 of 11 for three free throws.
Oh.
Misi did not play good by any means.
Okay. But here's Jacoby what I've Walter realized in this tournament. Game. I really did. I think this era of freshmen dominating when they it's over. I think it's over.
It's oh yeah.
You need senior leadership.
Well, you look like let's look at these teams that are in the Sweet 16, right?
Well, we're not done with this. We'll look.
Okay.
This was the most physical game I've ever watched a basketball.
Yeah.
The refs were not calling fouls. They were literally letting them
tackle. I thought Grand Canyon was gonna take it home.
Yeah, honestly, then, I thought. And then
like with 5 minutes left, Bama just pulled away. Them.
And then this game was
Michigan State up. Had him in the first half, but dude,
you were at this game.
I was at this game. This game, we were tied 27-27 at halftime. And then we just had an amazing second half, BT. Like defensively, we were outstanding. Their leading scorer, Juice Wells, remember him?
Yep.
He had 16 points in the first half, and I think we only limited him to 4 points or 2 points in the second half.
Yeah, I was a little worried for you in the first half. I was like, oh, no, Stewie's going to go home disappointed.
Dude, I told my sisters, because my sister was there. I was like, Emma, if we lose this game, I'm going to cry. I'm glad we didn't lose this game. But, yeah, I was very hyped. Yeah. And then
you
dude,
were at this game.
Dude,
blowout.
I was here. I told my sister, I was like, if this game's a blowout, which I think it will be, we're leaving before halftime. And I'm pretty sure Illinois got up to like a 20-5 run. So I was like, yeah, we're leaving. This game is horrible.
Another Yale. Horrible game. Yale.
What happened?
And then, okay. Just
not as talented.
Now we're on our Sweet 16 preview, huh?
Yes, sir.
Let's start with this game. UConn San Diego State
rematch. Yeah.
I think UConn dominates them.
Yeah. I think UConn is in primed position.
Now this one. Woo. This is probably going to be the game of the second round, our Sweet 16.
Yeah. Number one defense versus number one offense.
And you know what happens?
Defense wins. I fucking hate Terrence Shannon. And yeah. If you've looked at the Big Ten, if he has good games, he wins, right? So yep. I think our defensive guards, Taman Lipsy needs to lock the fuck down on Terrence Shannon. Hey. Lock the fuck down on the rapist.
Every time you see a number one defense versus number one offense, who wins?
Offense?
No. Think about the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I
like Iowa State here.
I want Iowa State to win. I just feel like Illinois is gonna win. And then dude, and like let me just tell you. Illinois fans, fuck them.
Oh, my fuck God.
Illinois fans.
We have to talk about
this. BT, no, the same dude sat in the same exact spot, and he was still talking shit. Still talking shit. I wanted a fucking – oh!
You should have said it. You should have said what I
told
you.
I know. I should have said it. But
so the fun, just, we got to tell him. So we were watching the Drake-Washington State game. This guy comes up. Walks right by us, and it's like, what did he say? Oh, you're watching like, the team that's going to kick your ass.
You're watching the team that's going to beat you guys next around.
He's going to kick your guys' ass next week?
Yeah, on Saturday, yeah.
Funny as shit. And he's talking shit to me like, I'm not even an Iowa State fan.
Yeah, and this fucker, he talks shit too on Saturday. And I so badly wanted to say, yeah, it's better than having a fucking rapist on my team. I cannot stand Terrence Shannon. We've played him before. We played pretty good against him, but he's a whole different player. Illinois, good team. Good fan base. Besides that one fucking dude, I hate him. Dude can go rot in a hole. But I'm not feeling good about this game. I'm going to be watching it tomorrow with my boy Brody J. I'm just scared. I'm nervous. I might cry.
All right, Alabama, North Carolina.
I'm going to drink tomorrow. I'm gonna drink myself to sleep if we lose tomorrow.
You heard it here first, North Carolina.
Dude, I think Bama could upset.
I could see a Bama upset here.
But it's like you were saying,
senior leadership. This team is full of seniors.
Yeah, like you're saying, the first round they could very well put up 100, but also let up 100. And yeah,
Yeah. I think Arizona wins here.
Yeah.
I think Creighton, I think, in my opinion, Creighton's going to pull off this upset.
Dude, I'm telling you, Creighton's going to make a deep run.
Like they did last year. And I think they're going to play Gonzaga.
Dude.
I think
Purdue's going to win, unfortunately.
I could see Gonzaga, though.
I could also see Gonzaga winning, but I just think Purdue's going to win because some of the bogus fucking calls that have been called on players guarding Edie, like,
straight up, you get taught this when you're young. You go straight up. You don't fucking foul. People are straight up. They're getting hook and laddered by Edie, and they're getting fucking called for fouls. Like,
yeah.
No.
What the fuck are you supposed to do? I don't know.
I think NC State is going to pull off the upset here.
I hope they do. DJ Burns, talk of the country, dude. But, dude, Colorado. I wish Colorado would have won.
Yeah. And then this could be another sneaky
game.
Yeah, he was balling out in that James Madison game. If he continues that. Point. But I think Houston's defense can stifle that Duke offense.
Yeah.
And then Elite Eight, I guess I would have – I'm still going to stick with Iowa State over Connecticut.
I'm going to do UConn.
I think they're going to get 2014 revenge.
Dude.
I think it's going to be UConn, Illinois, the UConn winning.
And then I think Houston beats NC State there.
Yep.
I had North Carolina, Arizona. I think I'll just stick with my picks here. I'll go North Carolina.
Yeah.
And then Creighton. I'll go Creighton.
Yeah.
In the Final Four.
And then UConn, Houston, in the Natty.
And then I would have Houston beating Creighton and North Carolina over Iowa State. So. And let's go to my groups. Let's go to the groups real quick. Hold on. I want to see something. I know you can do this now. This is ready. See the group forecast. Yes, sir. Stuvy, where are you at?
Bad. Look at it. Look at the bracket.
Stevie's bracket. He entered in here.
Like, I started off pretty good. BYU fucked me. Kentucky, dude. Bruh. Fuck Kentucky. Fuck Kentucky.
You've lost two of your four Final Four teams?
Yeah.
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 I mean, you got... Well, besides Samford, you got this whole region, correct?
Yeah.
And TCU.
But the thing that really fucked me was Kentucky.
And Colorado.
Yeah. Fuck Marquette.
And Auburn. Dude. So, we're going to try something new.
How many days today?
What?
MLB? Opening days today, BT.
It's today or no, it's tomorrow.
No, it's today.
It's today?
Yeah.
There's games on today?
Yeah. Well, it's opening day except for Dodgers and Padres, I should say, because they put in
No, Seoul. There's no games today, liar.
Oh, Thursday. Oh, my bad.
My team actually gets to play on ESPN.
Oh yeah?
Because we have to watch the Rangers championship celebration.
We played on ESPN our first two games of the season. It was just at 5 a.m. in the morning.
Okay. So, I'm going to be honest. I don't know much about my Cubs.
Okay.
I know we have Suzuki. I know he's a good player.
Okay. You have Cody Bellinger, Dodgers legend. Yeah.
I see we're projected to get 83-plus wins. I think we should win I know it's going to be between us, the Brewers, and I think it's just us and the Brewers. I don't know who else is in. Hold on, let's look. Okay, we're going to go over this, okay?
Yeah.
I think the Dodgers win here.
Yeah, we should. We have the roster to win like two World Series in the next 5 years. But knowing us, we're gonna lose in the fucking first round, just like we did last year. The fucking Diamondbacks.
I'm gonna go hometown cooking. I think the Cubs win here. Sneaky two teams: the Pirates, the Reds.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Mets
are always
Phillies.
Braves, dude. Braves.
Oh yeah, Braves. Braves are good. Yeah. I think the Astros went here. Cheaters. Yeah, fucking cheaters.
Fucking cheaters. I hate them.
This is probably the worst division in baseball.
Royals, though. I feel like the Royals are going to have a bounce
back. Yeah, Royals, sneaky good team. And then all the fans here, all the fake little Royals fans that are only fans when they win, are going to show up. Kind of just like the Chiefs fans. But
Yep. I know one. I know a couple.
Yeah, name one.
My old babysitter. Who? Susanna Weber.
Oh.
She used to watch the Royals all the time with Salvador Perez and Lorenzo Cain and Alcides Escobar and Eric Hosmer and Mike Moustakas. Goddamn, I remembered all that. Johnny Cueto. Dude.
Did you like that babysitter or something?
Dude, stop. She's like a sister to me. And she's a Chiefs fan now. And she wasn't really a Chiefs fan when they sucked ass with Matt Castle and Alex Smith. But when they get Mahomes...
Sweet Home Alabama.
I love the Chiefs.
Oh, sorry. I was thinking Sweet Home Alabama.
And then this one.
Give me the Yankees.
Orioles.
Give me the Yankees with
Orioles. Orioles.
Okay. Well.
Let's look at the their Dodgers first series. Or like our team's first
series. Okay. Oh, yeah. So let's look at the Dodgers.
Our first series was the. Padres.
Yeah, but let's talk about it. You play the Cardinals.
Yeah, we should fucking smack
I guess
them.
You have two series. So predict your two series. You should smack the Cardinals.
Yeah.
And probably smack the oh my god, look at that. Friday, April 5th.
Oh boy.
Oh boy.
Oh boy. BT and I gonna have a fight.
Not really.
It was that first loss was very tough. We had our highly paid fucking Japanese pitcher. And he fucking
you
blew
also
dick.
Have a highly paid
Yamanato.
You have a highly paid Japanese translator too.
Yeah. but no, I'm very confident. I think we what is this? 4-7 games. Actually it'd be 6 games. I think we should at least go 4-2. Realistically, with the talent we have, we should go 5-1.
You have 7. Well, yeah, 6. Okay. Yeah.
But we just signed Will Smith today to a 10-year extension for $140 million, $14 million per year for those of you who are struggling with math. Shout out BT in algebra.
Hey, you know what? I got a 95% in calculus.
Do I need to bring up the video? I'm going to fill this final. I'm going to.
Hey, I passed that final, though.
No, we didn't. BT. No one did. Remember? They had to exclude it. They had to exclude it because everyone did shit on it.
Okay. So, my Cubbies, you play the Rangers. I think if you can win one out of the two.
Hell. You should fucking dick.
We should sweep
the Rockies. The Colorado Rockies. They're probably one of the worst teams.
I think we should win the series against the Rockies. I don't. Yeah. It's going to be too hard to predict
the
win loss.
The Rangers, especially since it's being at Texas Rangers and them having
their championship celebration or whatever.
Yep.
So I could see a 1-1 series record. We'll come back next week.
Yes.
Maybe we won't be as. I actually get to watch some of the games. So.
Yep.
So, Stewie, what was our look aheads?
You didn't have one.
I guess we're just
go on the flow.
You know what? We have to talk about it because whenever our team plays together.
Oh boy!
In Indianapolis.
Hopefully, it isn't like last game when the refs helped the Lakers win.
Oh, here we go. Anthony Davis is going to be back. Gabe Vincent could be back for the first time this season.
Gabe Vincent's a bum.
And then, So
I don't know why it says no injured players when literally our little best shooting guard on our team is out for the season.
Well, this is like people that can play. I guess not really because it says out for season for Jalen Trevino.
Yeah.
I'm still fucking pissed. Yeah, we did not take. Rigged. I'm still pissed we didn't take Whitmore.
Hami Hawkins.
Whitmore.
Hami
was after before us, dude.
Oh.
I was pissed. But don't you remember we didn't take Whitmore and I got so pissed and I texted you that Batman meme and you laughed and you died at it?
Yeah.
So I think my glorious King LeBron will be back. Anthony Davis will be back. And Anthony Davis historically just owns the Pacers. If you look at all the matchups in the regular season, he just owns. Miles Turner owns the frauds there. Fraudulent Miles Turner. I think the Lakers win and they complete a season sweep on the Indiana Pacers.
Shut up. I hate you.
You hate me?
I have the Lakers winning too just because the refs saw.
Oh, here we go.
My God, they do this.
Do I got to pull up the video?
Oh, my God.
Oh, no. Cavs and the Hornets. Oh, no.
George Jane, shout out my boy George. 9 points in the first half. He's probably struggling.
Let's go. Lakers are winning, boys. So are the Pacers. Stewie, you're going to have to do it since I have a cold.
Oh, it's kind of my thing anyway. I kind of started this whole thing. All right. Here we go. We got to put the echo on.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we have the most entertaining segment of the week of the podcast. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, that's the second time I've said that. So we are doing our locks of the week.
All right. So both BT and I went 5-1 this past week. So that means BT won. I am currently sitting at 102-51. Is that like a 75% win percentage? Yeah.
Something like that.
BT's 96-3. What a fucking bum. 12 games behind. Buddy needs some help. I broke 100 for the first time ever. See, in season one, I broke 100 wins. Not saying much, but. All right, BT. What are your locks of the week?
First, okay.
Well, yeah, you won.
Oh, yeah, that's fair.
What is it, amateur hour?
I have the Cavs over the Hornets tonight. The Hornets are currently winning. So.
By 1 point. One singular point.
Actually, it's 2 points now.
Two singular points.
I have the Timberwolves over the Pistons tonight.
Oh, they're playing right now. Yep. And the Timberwolves are winning by 1 point.
I have the Heat over the Blazers on the 29th on Friday.
No, I don't want that. I don't want that.
And then I have the Knicks over the Spurs on the 29th.
Oh. Mitchell Robinson is coming back too.
And then I have the Rockets over the Mavericks on the 31st on Easter. And then I have the Pelicans over the Bucks on the 28th.
Oh my gosh. Dude, the Rocket. Look at the Rockets Thunder score right now.
What the hell? Oh my God.
All right. So, my first lock of the week, I have the – mine are all later in the week. Mine are all like Tuesday and Monday.
Yeah.
I got the Celtics over the Hornets on the April Fools.
Let's go, Caruso.
April Fools. I got the Bucks over the Wizards on the 2nd of April. I have the Nuggets over the Spurs on the 2nd of April. I have the Magic over the Trailblazers, which I wouldn't be mad if I got this one wrong because it would help us out. And then my underdog picks of the week, I got the Suns over the Pelicans on April Fools. And then I got the Knicks over the Heat. Have the Knicks helping us out on the 2nd of April. Oh, BT, we forgot to do our college basketball segment.
No, we did our college basketball segment.
Our CBB awards.
We'll do that next week.
Okay.
We'll have a lot less to talk about next week. So
yeah, I have to copy it and put it in my.
Okay. So that will end episode 27. Everything is uploaded on Spotify. We're back updated.
I will be posting today, I guess.
Good. So make sure you rate us.
After you post this one, I should say. You just have to let me know.
Yeah. Make sure you rate us 5 stars. Leave us a good review. Like, subscribe, comment, do all those nice things. We're
still trying to figure out how we want to make YouTube videos.
Yes, this is not a lot of time right now. Yeah. Maybe look for maybe summer when we both don't have school.
Yep, and college football.
Yeah,
games out.
Oh my god, that would be entertaining. Okay, so I'm gonna end this here, guys. Thank you for watching. Yeah, I will see you guys next Wednesday. Next Wednesday. Friend, we'll know the final four teams. Do we either be happy or sad?
Yep.
Or in the middle, no matter what happens.
Yep. I'll be crying on next stream.
All right. Maybe.
Maybe. Thanks, y'all.